The community broadcasting sector has received a handy boost to its funding for the foreseeable future, with Labor's budget allocating the sector $88 million for the next 4 years. The money delivers on one of Labor's election promises and will provide community broadcasters with greater certainty. I asked John Bissett, the CEO of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, how the money will support those stations and projects that are so critical for those Australians listening to their stations.
Look, we were very pleased with the budget last night for a couple of reasons. Firstly, the $20 million, or just over $20 million that has been allocated in the budget each year ongoing gives the sector certainty around the funding levels. Under the former government, the funding levels were to drop from $20 million back to $16 or $17 million at the 30th of June next year. And I think that now ongoing nature of the funding is absolutely critical to give certainty to stations and all the organisations in the community broadcasting, community radio sector. And, you know, that money goes for many sources, for many reasons, and over the next 6 to 12 months, we'll be working very closely with the government to ensure that that money is optimised and used really well to ensure the sustainability of the community radio into the future.
So what exact uses is the money that's now been provided by the government going to be used for, and how does this ensure that radios in community areas can continue to produce a high standard of radio production across the country?
The government funding is distributed through the Community Broadcasting Foundation, and the funding goes to a whole lot of sources. Some of that money goes direct to stations to help with their operations, stations like 2SER, Karma or 4EB, or many stations around the country. It also goes to sector-wide projects, such as ones run by Community Media Training Organisation around training, projects like ones run by the Community Broadcasting Association, who are helping community radio stations get onto apps, improve their streaming services, get onto smart speakers and be available the places want to listen to them. So it's a whole variety of different uses, but ultimately it's there to help strengthen the sector. And it's not the only money. I mean, you know, government funding is only about 10% of an average station's income. So, you know, most of the revenue for stations still comes from their listeners, sponsorship or other sources like that.
And do you feel like that we're going to see now a little bit of an expansion and interest into community radio, especially given that community radio played such an important role in a lot of the most recent crises that the country has faced?
Yeah, look, community radio plays an absolutely essential role, and that's been shown through lots of recent disasters, whether that was the work that community radio stations were doing through COVID and keeping communities connected, whether that was through the black summer of bushfires, stations like Braidwood, the Barb Wireless just out of Canberra that broadcast for 2 weeks non-stop, keeping their local community informed what was going on, or Mallacoota, who again was severely affected by that summer of bushfires. The Lismore station, who's doing an amazing job at the moment, keeping community up there informed about the floods and also were doing that earlier in the year. So the support the government shows is really important to keeping community radio doing the really important things they do in community.
And it was also mentioned in that media release that this funding, if there had been a shortfall, it would have meant the end of a lot of projects. What benefits now are people going to get from the projects now that they are funded?
Look, 30 over 30%, nearly a third of listeners listen to community radio on DAB Plus digital radio, and that wouldn't have been able to continue. There's lots of people listening to community radio stations on apps, on smart speakers. That capability would have been diminished. You know, that money goes towards training people at community radio stations to deliver the quality programs and the great work that they do. That would have been lost. So there's a lot of things that would have been lost if that money hadn't have been renewed. And as I said before, it's really important that now that money is now ongoing, so we have certainty and we can develop and plan and be strategic about how we do things.
John Bissett, CEO of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, speaking with me there.